Are you grappling with the challenges of high turnover in your maintenance team, leading to frequent business interruption? I think this is a topic that we have been discussing for a very long bit of time in the multifamily space. So welcome to this episode of Multifamily Collective. I want to unpack that a little bit. I want to talk about three strategies to potentially decrease turnover on the maintenance side of our industry, of our business. But then I want to give you one unique idea that I'll share with you at the very end. That's to keep you hooked in. But the first one is we want to invest in our team members' development. That is, pay for those certifications, whether it be your pool certification, your HVAC universal license certification, send them to the trainings at NAA or other industry accredited organizations so that they can get those letters behind their name, but more importantly, they can grow that skill in that area of your business. Invest in people. Invest in their skill development, invest in their character development, and help them become better individuals and better team members, first and foremost. Secondly, you want to foster a very positive work environment. Now, on the maintenance side of our business, the service side, as I like to refer to it, this is a side of the business that's not necessarily sexy, right? It's very rote and routine. There are a plethora of times and opportunities where individuals, team members are working in environments that aren't fun. Plunging toilets, working with overflows, leaks that happen in an apartment that cause flooding. There are all kinds of things that present themselves that are not fun to work on. But we as leaders can create an environment that is very conducive to not only learning, but also enjoying ourselves while we're at work, despite the nature of our work. It's on us as leaders to figure out how to do that. And many times the way to do that is figure out what intrinsically motivates or intrinsically inspires an individual so that once that work is complete or leading up to the time that that work has to be done, you have the job of creating that environment that someone wants to show up to, they feel fulfilled by, they feel fed by, and therefore when the work becomes challenging, they still feel inspired to do it. Third thing is related to compensation and benefits. We know in the last, let's say, 3 years plus minus, there has been a tremendous amount of wage inflation as it relates to the service side of our business and technicians and maintenance supervisors specifically. That is long overdue. I think those adjustments have been made. Are they enough? I'm not sure. I think with the economy the way that it is, with the market the way that it is, I think some of that wage inflation is predicated on cost of living adjustments. Certainly inflation is not helping anybody. Wage inflation is part of inflation. But as we sort of spiral in this direction of everything costing more and thereby needing to pay people more so that they can just sustain themselves and live, this is going to be a constant struggle. It's been a constant struggle since I've been in this business, but it'll be a constant struggle on an ongoing basis from a compensation perspective. From a benefits perspective, are there unique things that we can introduce into our benefits package that would help someone in their everyday life? Most of the time, service individuals want that cash, right? They want that money in their wallet. They don't necessarily give as much weight to a benefit as they do the cash that is necessary to live. Now, the one bonus item here, are we solving the right problem when we think about turnover in our industry? We think, oh my goodness, we have very high turnover as it relates to our maintenance technician position, as it relates to our maintenance supervisor position. Is that the right question to be asking? I think the right question to be asking, or at least a question that needs to be introduced into this equation is, what is the business interruption that is happening on the site level as a result of this turnover that is happening? We experience business interruption. Turns don't get done in an efficient time frame. Tickets don't get turned or completed. People are covering for other people, so they're becoming fatigued because they're doing twice as much as they normally do because we're down a team member. And I don't get to take my vacation. All these things, right, are a byproduct of turnover in the industry. So how do we solve for business interruption? To me, that is the question. How do you solve for business interruption? My answer to that question comes in the way of an acronym, ACEO. How do you automate? How do you centralize? How do you eliminate? And how do you outsource? There are various aspects of the service team member's job that you can automate. There are various aspects of that same job that you can centralize. There are aspects of that job that you can eliminate completely. You can make trade-offs as it relates to the service that you provide to a consumer. And if it's just like Apple, they make trade-offs. They're a closed system. That's okay. That alienates a lot of customers, but that's okay. They choose to do that. And they make it very clear up front, we're going to make this trade-off. You can do that in your offering on the service side of the business. And you can outsource. Now, I would suggest not outsourcing as much as you automate, centralize, and eliminate things in your service delivery or your service offering, because outsourcing comes with a cost. These other things, I think, in my own head, in some ways, can become an efficiency stimulant, and they can also become an area of cost savings or at least cost management. So that is it. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.